with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump claims the Iran war has already ended and that congressional approval is unnecessary. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Under the War Powers Resolution of 1973, the president must seek formal approval from Congress for military action that extends beyond 60 days. That deadline for the Iran war arrived this week, but the Trump administration says the current ceasefire effectively paused the war and there's no need to seek congressional approval. As the ceasefire continues, the U.S. Navy is maintaining a blockade to prevent Iran's oil tankers from getting out to sea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Investigators are probing the crash of a small plane in Texas Hill Country.
Officials in Texas say a small Cessna 421C plane crashed in the Texas Hill Country, killing all five people on board. In a Facebook post, Hayes County Judge Ruben Becerra says the crash happened Thursday night in Wimberley, about 40 miles southwest of Austin. He says preliminary information indicates the plane was traveling at a high rate of speed when it crashed. He also added that a second aircraft traveling in the area landed safely near San Antonio. The Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the crash. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
The Pentagon says the United States will withdraw about 5,000 troops from Germany in the next 6 to 12 months. President Trump had threatened to withdraw some troops from its NATO ally earlier this week as he continues to feud with Chancellor Friedrich Merz over the U.S.-Israel war against Iran. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 152 points, but the Nasdaq rose 222, the S&P advanced 21. This is SRN News. Indiana's abortion ban goes to the state Supreme Court. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A group of abortion advocates are challenging the law under Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act. They argue that banning abortion is a violation of their deeply held religious beliefs in favor of the procedure. It is a novel legal trick, and the state Supreme Court's decision may impact cases elsewhere. The justices have granted a speedy hearing, letting the plaintiffs skip over intermediate courts. Arguments are set for September. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Texas State Board of Education is getting ready to vote on a list of Bible stories to be used in the public schools. Texts on the proposed list include well-known biblical lessons such as the Golden Rule for kindergarten, the parable of the prodigal son for first grade, Corinthians' definition of love for the seventh grade, and the Beatitudes for the eighth grade. This is SRN News. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is concerned about the allure of easy money, lottery tickets, buy now, pay later loans, and the promise of a crypto windfall.
Bessent worries a get-rich-quick mindset often leads Americans farther from financial stability, not closer to it. The billionaire hedge fund manager has a personal history. It's marked by financial challenges with humble beginnings in rural South Carolina. Bessent hopes part of his Treasury Department legacy will be to promote financial literacy, help Americans budget, and save. This push comes as the federal government itself amasses record debt. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The Army is proposing a massive 3-gigawatt data center at Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas. The facility would consume more electricity than all of El Paso Electric's customers combined. More details at SRNnews.com.